Well, it's good to be back. Don't know, I just finished up a tape to Kay. I don't know whether I'll be able to finish this tape up or not. She sent a short tape, and this is a long tape, so I may have a pretty difficult time filling this tape up. It hadn't been too much happening around Fubai here lately. We're still flying a lot. I think I've got in nearly 70 hours, and this is the 24th of October. So I may hit somewhere around 95 hours this month. As I was saying, I've got quite a few hours for this month. I think I've got nearly 70 missions also, so I may end up pretty close to 100 hours, somewhere around that many missions also. You were wondering about what is a mission. Whenever you go in or take a transport helicopter out to a landing zone, which is out in the boondocks, well, the transport counts that as one mission. So normally we get one mission for it also. And besides that, whenever you, like yesterday, we went up there and we got a call from, I'll try to continue on here. I've been kind of interrupted, but maybe I can get back on the subject. I was about to tell you about what we did yesterday. We went up to Quang Tri. We were flying out of Quang Tri yesterday. And we were working recon inserts and extracts, and we inserted a couple of recon teams. No trouble, no gooks around anywhere. We didn't get shot at. Then we got a call over the controlling agency up over the radios from the controlling agency up there, and they said we had emergency recon extract. That they had were in contact with the gooners. So they give us the coordinates, and I look down on my map, and it's right over by the Laotian border. That anytime you get over by the border, it's pretty well Indian territory over in there. So we filled up with fuel and proceeded to go on out to Laos, but it was still in Vietnam. And we got out there, and there was already a little fixed wing out there. He was flying around, seeing the gooners down there, and there were some jets coming on station. So whenever the jets got there, well, he called in the fixed wing on the gooners with the napes and snakes, or this napalm and snake eyes. And they dropped all the napalm down there and all the snake eye bombs down there, and then we were supposed to escort the transport helicopter in there and pick up the recon team and go. So as soon as the fixed wing were through, we heard them over the radio that we heard the team, they were talking to us, that they still had a gooner walking around down there, but the transport helicopter went on in, and we covered the transport helicopter, and he went on down in there and sat down and picked up the recon team, and the gooners were shooting at him, and he was shooting at them. He has a 50 caliber machine gun out each side of his transport, and we had eight M60 machine guns going on ours with the rockets, and it was pretty good shoot 'em up. So you were wondering, that counts as two missions there. Whenever you engage the enemy with fire and you receive fire from the enemy, that's one mission each. So that we got two missions there. That's more or less the way missions are counted. That's the hard way to get a mission there, whenever you get shot at. But we didn't take any hits, so it turned out to be a pretty good day after all. I'll tell you a little bit about Khe Sanh. We've been going back into Khe Sanh quite a bit here lately. In fact, we're going even further west than Khe Sanh, Hill 881. Going north and west of Hill 881. And been putting a lot of troops in up there, but seems like the gunners really pull back. Haven't had any big contacts. Seems like what I think is small units of maybe up to 50 or even possibly 100 men go out on patrols as gunners that come down from the north. But as far as being any big units down there, there's not any big units left up there. I don't know. Seems like they've all pulled back over and gone down south, maybe down around Da Nang or something. Seems like they had a lot more contact down around Da Nang than we have up around Quezon, Quang Tri up in there. What they're mainly doing is putting the men over on a mountaintop or something, and what they do is run patrols out each day, and the patrols will be back by night, and they set up their perimeter and stay there on top of the hill for a night and stay maybe 3 or 4 days, and pull them out and put them all somewhere else, and that may be up to 500 men or even up to 1,700 men that we move in one day. I don't know, I look for them to start pulling these teams back out of the field and putting them back around Stud or Vandegrift and Quang Tri here shortly, because the weather, I think, is going to start socking in, and those troops are real hard to resupply because they are up in the mountains up in there, and they're awful hard to resupply whenever the weather's gets real bad like it's supposed to here in the near future. We have been having real good weather the last couple of weeks. Before that, we had a short spell there, real bad weather, but the last 4 or 5 days have really been nice, and been doing a lot of flying the last 4 or 5 days. I just hope it keeps up. It did rain last night, and it looked like we're going to have some bad weather starting in here today, but maybe it'll slow up a little. Janet was wondering about some Marine helicopters that crashed up around down around Da Nang. That did happen out around Hill 55. As I was about to say, that crash did happen up around or down around Da Nang out at Hill 55, which is about 6 miles from Da Nang down to the southwest. It was a 46 with a midair with a 34. And I had a real good buddy that I went through flight training with. His name was William Hale, and he was from Big Spring, and he was in the 46. There were no survivors out of either plane, so that was a big loss for both squadrons. One of the squadrons was here at Fubai, and the 34 squadron was out on a boat. Willie Hale was a real close friend to Dennis, so he took it pretty hard. Janet was wondering about us losing any helicopters. There's about one helicopter every week, or you hear about one every week.